again, everyone. Dave Creighton Jr. here in studio with the great Trent Condon. The Golden Tones, the Iowa wrestling meet, soon to be the Boys and Girls State Basketball Tournament. If you're looking for an advertising opportunity, please give Trent a call.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the shout out.
Of course. Brett Ridge joining us on the horn as he's just landed from an explosive work/vacation trip. To the West Coast in Las Vegas, where he got to see a national champion crowned.
Yeah, actually, that was kind of cool. My stepson Anthony's part of this Tribe Athletics gymnasium that does a lot of tumbling, and it's tumbling/cheerleading, and they were in the JAMS National Championships this week, Sunday and Monday, the last couple of days, at the Orleans, where Iowa played basketball a couple of years ago, and in that arena. It's actually a pretty big spectacle when they put that thing on, and they did happen to win their group. I can't remember what all the different ones, but they did win, so congratulations to them. It was great, and it was actually a pretty good event, and on top of that, had a little bit of R&R in Las Vegas and did not lose too much.
Did you stay at the Orleans? Because I've stayed there many times. It's a delightful old hotel.
I did not. Old would be one way to put it. I think actually it has its charm.
Get any beads?
I didn't work at it. I think if I'd have flashed my moves, it might have worked out okay. But no, I didn't get any. We did not stay there. We had had a room elsewhere that was complimentary for various reasons. So took advantage of that. I did work on a little college basketball betting here and there, and I have to say I'm not totally unpleased with my performance. I made a couple of incorrect choices, including the Iowa Hawkeyes on Saturday, which ended up hurting me. But I hit a couple of them too, so that's not so bad.
Good for you.
And Kansas coming from way behind to win put me into a three-team parlay. So actually. I did all right with that. I had to sit there and watch that and sweat that one out as they came from what they scored the last 18 points of that game Saturday. But the Iowa Hawkeyes, of course, that was a pick'em game by the time I got to them. And I was actually at the Westgate Sportsbook and Casino, the largest in Las Vegas, and the one that sets a lot of the lines that we run through, that Trent talks about. And I enjoyed watching the game there. It was great. There's just one little problem, and that's that the Hawks lost.
Yeah, they start off like a ball of fire there. Once again, first 4 minutes of every game, they've really been pretty darn good. But they go through the lulls on offense, and then, I think it was the game last week where I tweeted out that it's not the offense, it's the defense. And the fact of the matter is that all of a sudden it appears that now the offense is struggled certainly at Michigan. And but statistically, the offense has done fine Big Ten season. They're number two in the conference in scoring, and they're number 14 in defense. So you figure it out.
Right, and with the way things have ended up now, you take a look, and Iowa is literally at the bottom of the standings in the Big Ten. If the Big Ten tournament started today, they would be the 14th seed, the last place seed, which is amazing when you consider that they actually can score the basketball. They just can't stop anybody now. You heard me harp on this before. I got to figure this one out. When I was on the road last week, I didn't get to watch a lot of the Michigan game. But as I understand it, Fran said after this game on Saturday that they had decided to commit to the zone, and they committed to it. And of course, what's his name goes off for Indiana goes off for 9 3-pointers. Now,
had he only made like 9 all season?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was like 8. He'd had 8 over like the Big Ten season or something like that.
Right.
But the part I don't understand is Michigan State game a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it. Iowa in the second half of that game made a nice comeback, and they did it all by playing man to man. When they went zone, I counted in the second half of that game, 9 out of the 10 possessions Iowa had playing zone defense in the second half of that game, Michigan State scored. 9 out of the 10. It was ridiculous. I was tweeting out, stop going zone. Stop doing it. Why are we doing it? And so on what tape, what film, what tape could Fran possibly have watched and thought, we've got a better zone defensive team than we do man-to-man? And it made no sense. And as soon as, guess what happened the other day? They get down 13. They go man-to-man. They bring in Kreener and a couple of guys who can mix it up a little bit. And suddenly, guess what? They make a comeback and Darnell, we're in the game. I'm baffled right now by this whole idea that he decided to commit to the zone.
Well, maybe Fran needs to be committed for committing to the zone. I don't know. I think he's grasping at straws for the season right now. And unfortunately, that doesn't look real good when you've got a coach that we're paying the kind of money and have expectations as to where we do as Iowa Hawkeye fans, et cetera. And we're sitting here looking at a 12-17 record, 3-13 in the Big Ten. Now, there's a reasonable chance that Iowa could win the last two games. I mean, Minnesota has fallen off the bridge. If Ricky Pitino is not the hottest seat in all of the country right now with the off-court issues that they've had as well as severe underperformance this season, I mean, you got to tell me who else that might be, but how could Minnesota even for the life of me consider this? They've lost 9 in a row coming into this game against the Hawks. And, you know, nothing will get anyone's offense working better than Iowa's defense. But
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You know, so we'll see tomorrow night. And then, of course, you get Northwestern at home, and Northwestern is anything but a juggernaut this year. Also an underperformer.
Were you able to flip back and forth? Of course, since I had the benefit of, you know, 42 giant screen TVs right in front of me, I watched the entire Michigan State Northwestern game while I was watching Iowa.
No.
And,
I was celebrating Trey's birthday.
Oh, okay.
At the Meadow, and as we were doing a little wagering out there, and so we were basically just watching, we watched the end of the Iowa State game, and the Iowa game was on the other TV, and we switched that after that game ended, and so we were just paying attention to the Hawks, but I did mention that what Michigan State had, what, 27 at halftime or something?
They were down 27 points in the first half. I believe Northwestern, I think it was, I don't remember what the score was exactly at halftime, but
it was it was like 48-27 or 46-27, something like that.
Something like that. Well, they were up, it was still 20-something, and
thus 21.
Literally, Northwestern could not make a layup in the second half. I mean, some of it was Michigan State, but some of it was, man, Northwestern just choked. You'd see them, and they were just pulling up short on everything, short string and stuff. It was too bad. Now, talk about a great turnaround for Michigan State. How they get behind by that much, I don't know, but I know that, again, when you start talking about teams that are just so dangerous in the tournament, you look at teams that are resilient. You know, and teams that never give up. And that'll go a long way. When they're in a tournament game against somebody in the first or second round where they shouldn't be behind, and they are, you know, and usually they find a way to pee that down their leg and lose it for the Big Ten, that's one of those where they can look back and isn't getting them home and say, okay, remember what we did against Northwestern? You just keep playing and see what happens.
Well, you know,
it's
interesting. I saw the latest odds to win the tournament, and actually Michigan State's the favorite right now based on the odds I saw. Trent, did you see the same thing? I saw this morning. I don't know if it was Todd Furman or somebody put it out there, but right now Michigan State is the favorite. And I mean, they're not a great favorite. It's like 5-1 or something, 4-1, 5-1, something like that. You know, with all the usual suspects in there, Duke and Kansas and Purdue's like 10-1. And I don't remember a season where there's no clear cut great team in college basketball. I mean, to me, Villanova's probably the best team out there, but even they have showed the inability to not score. They lost to St. John's, which is, you know,
yeah,
a team that's
crazy.
That'd be like Iowa beating, you know, Michigan State, for example.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, this basketball season, obviously, you could only count it as a disappointment. We all thought the pundits were crazy, picking Iowa to be 8th or 9th or 10th or whatever it was before the season, and they were wrong. I mean, you know, we're 13th or 14th.
Right, right. They were still wrong, right? Yeah, that, I mean, that's the crazy part about this now is that we've stepped into a little bit different territory than we were even 3 or 4 weeks ago, where, like games at Michigan the other day, they basically, it felt like, you know, it felt like they didn't play very hard. They gave up quite a bit. They're running into the same issues over and over again. You had the same questions, and it's into the territory now where there is no excuse. There just literally is no excuse in year nine for well, and with the returning returning guys they had after being literally an out of bounds call from going to the tournament last year. There's no excuse for last place in the Big Ten. There's none. And you'd have to have a few more guys get hurt than your incoming freshman point guard, which, by the way, we can talk about that article detailing Connor McCaffrey's medical year. It's been something. But aside from that, this is a lot of the team we expected to have on the court. And you can tell me that they would have maybe gone 500. Or maybe even, you know, won 6 or 7 games, which is where I was thinking they would end up a couple of weeks ago. But right now, you're going to have to win 2 in a row to get to 5, and you're locked into Wednesday, the very first day of the Big Ten tournament, where you'd have to win 5, theoretically, to win the whole thing. And
you'd have to win 5 to win the whole thing. They've got to win 3 to get to one of the top 4 seeds.
You got to win 1 to get
in that
March.
Right?
Yeah. So that they'll, I believe this will be the first. Somebody, I think John Miller pointed out, if they lose, it'll be the first time in the modern era that they haven't played basketball in March, because you know they moved basketball. When was it?
1938. John got that for me, by the way.
Did they even? Cut the bottoms of the peach basket out back then, or did you use the old broom?
That's right. They had to use the broom to knock it out back then. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, it's a disappointment in many different ways. I think the other thing that's a bit of a disappointment is there are some fairly high-level recruits that are still here in the state of Iowa or in the surrounding area. And Fran's going to have a bit of a sales job to try to keep some of those kids here. And for that matter,
who's he going to sell on staying? I mean,
do
you really believe that Iowa has got a roster full of transfer prospects that people around the country are going to be running to Iowa City to try and steal some of these Hawkeye players? I mean, the difference between this year's team and last year's team can be pointed to one guy, and his name is Peter Jock, who's an NBA level prospect, a consistent scorer at the two, who can take the pressure off of your point guard or whoever's running the ball, because they have to respect him and guard him with 1 to 1.5 guys. Iowa doesn't have that this year, and that makes Jordan much easier to defend. You can even double him because you don't respect the people that are out there playing the two and the three for them to be a consistent scorer. That's in a nutshell, that's the problem. And the reason that Iowa's defense is so horrible is because we go on long runs where we don't score an offense, and then you lose confidence trying to play defense. For some reason, we don't seem to understand that the corner three is an integral part of college basketball, and we can't guard that. And when three passes go around, we lose our spacing on defense, and guys are wide open, whether it's for dunks on the baseline or wide open easy 3-point shots from 20 feet on the perimeter. And in the Big Ten, guys are going to dunk and guys are going to make those shots, and you're going to end up losing. I mean, it's that simple.
Well, the one thing that was really apparent again the other day is the way that these runs are happening to them, and the one thing that a couple of a little bit of help on offense would change, and what Peter changed last year, was that right now you're in a tight ball game. You're down 2, 3, 4, or maybe you're ahead, and the other team happens to get a 3 on you because you play terrible defense. So now you're down 7, and you come down court and you throw the ball away,
right?
Or make a really bad turnover. The other team gets a layup, and because you're frustrated, you come down and take a quick shot. And in the space of about 45 seconds, since you have nobody to count on, you made 2 or 3 bad offensive decisions that cost you baskets in addition to your poor defense, and suddenly you're down 12 to 14 points.
Right.
And that's where the offensive guy that you're talking about would translate into better defense. There's just no question about it. And Joe Wieskamp very well could be it.
Well,
we're
certainly going to have an opportunity to look at that, and it'll be fun to see him and Connor on the floor at the same time, and that takes some pressure off of Jordan having to hold the ball. Brett, we need to go to a break right now. Let's do that, and we'll be back in just a minute on 1700 KBGG in the Hawkeye Huddle.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Join Napa Rewards today to save $5 on every $100 you spend on the parts you need to keep your car on the road. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
Sandler Training has finally come to Des Moines and Central Iowa. Hello, everybody. This is Carl Schapworth, owner of Sandler Training. And if your business relies on sales performance to drive success, then I urge you to contact Sandler Training today. I personally use Sandler in my business, and it has taken it to high performance, and the same thing can happen to you. So check us out on the web, keywords Sandler Training Iowa. Again, that's keyword Sandler Training Iowa. Sandler Training. If you're looking for old-fashioned sales training, don't call us.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun.
EasterSealsIA.org.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Christopher's has been a Des Moines tradition for over 50 years. The Judicesi family became owners of a quaint restaurant in the Beaverdale area. Under their steady watch, Christopher's has become one of Des Moines' favorite locations. Known for its excellent Italian cuisine, friendly staff, and atmosphere fitting on any occasion, a can't-miss choice for your next evening out. For a table of two or a banquet of 100, no event is too small or too big. Christopher's in Beaverdale.
Welcome back. Dave Creighton Jr. running things here today. Thank our great sponsors, Kozlowski Law. For your collaborative divorce needs, give Dave Kozlowski a call. Over 20-some years of experience, and he'll do a great job for you, as well as Christopher's Fine Dining in Beaverdale. Spectacular food. Go see Ronnie Giudicessi and the crew over there. And, of course, Temple to Rye. We'll have our Temple to Rye last call. And looking forward to having a meeting, I think, with the guys at Temple to Ryan, talking about how we might enhance things here on the huddle.
Ooh.
So we'll see what that means. But we're joined again this week by our great friend Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com. Good afternoon, Tom. Did you guys avoid the ice in the Quad Cities today?
Absolutely, we did.
That a way you were able to send everyone to school then.
Yeah, everything's good.
Well, that's good. It's a good thing we don't have a basketball game to go to tonight, because a little treacherous this morning around here, although I think the roads are fine, main roads are around here right now. But nevertheless, are you planning on going to the barn tomorrow?
I am not.
Are you planning to go to New York City next week?
I am. I'm going to New York City next week.
Okay. How are your travel plans on that working out?
They're good. I booked a flight. And then, I don't think it'll be a long stay.
Okay.
I think that's fair to say. So I'm flying out on Tuesday, and we'll plan to leave on Friday. So I gave them the opportunity to win one game.
All right. And if they happen to win two, do you just keep pushing it back, or how does that work?
Yeah, I'll just push it back.
Right. Well, we were
a big city.
That's right.
A big city. You can get in and out of there.
That's right. There's plenty to do. Lots of opportunities. And second time this year to be going to New York City, considering the bowl game.
Yeah. So it's fun. I love going to New York City. So
It is fun. So we've been discussing Hawkeye basketball here a little bit, and obviously doing some lamentations, but somebody put out there today, I think it was on the Twitter, where I saw the statistics for the season and how Iowa is basically tied for first in offensive points scored during Big Ten play, but last by over 100 points in the 16 games in defense. And that's just, I mean, that's amazing. 16 games, 100 and some points, like, 6-8 points a game worse than the next best team. It's just utterly incredible to think that they're having that much trouble guarding people.
Yeah, I wrote a little bit about that last week where, I just kind of compared, it's been a particularly bad on the road, where those margins of loss have been, trying to remember what it was, probably about 14 points a game on the road.
Yeah, I think that was exactly what you had, 14 or 15, something like that.
Yeah. And, at home it's not that bad. It's like 3-4 points. But in the losses, it was up around 9, but I went back and compared it to like Lickliners last year, which also had a propensity for blowouts on the road in Big Ten play, and that was, you know, it was way up there, about 17 points a game. So it's just been, you know, every game is kind of the same story. It might be told differently, but even Saturday's game against Indiana was another one where, you know, they jumped out, they made their first 10 shots, everything looked good, then they started turning it over, then Indiana makes a run, and then Indiana builds a lead, and then Iowa fights back again, and then they just can't close out the game in the last minute. So it's kind of been the same story where it's been these runs that other teams have put on Iowa that have really hurt them, and it's also been guys that you don't really expect to go off, like a Robert Johnson who was shooting like 33-34% from three, and then he goes and shoots 66.6% from three. I mean, it's kind of the same story every game.
Well, and you know, you sit there and you think, okay, well, they do a statistical analysis. They say, okay, we can maybe leave this guy a little bit open. And because, you know, statistically, he hasn't been able to make any. Well, maybe it's because he's been guarded throughout the season, certainly a little bit more closely. And I think that's just the – Trent and I were talking between on the break there. Is the frustrating part is that the corner three and then essentially any offense that moves a ball with about three or four more passes – seems yep. to be able to either get a wide open dunk on the baseline or a wide open three up top. And Iowa just doesn't have any defensive discipline, any spacing that they are trying to keep, they don't get. And then, you know, there's certain occasions where a team like Purdue will keep throwing it down deep. We don't double down because if we double, they're going to kick it out and those guys are all going to make it. And it's just, and we don't have anybody in guard well enough interiorly to stop anyone. It has been a frustrating season from that part. And you know, Ridge and I were talking in the first segment, why Fran's commitment to go to zone when it seems like whenever Iowa goes to zone that the other team all of a sudden goes, oh yay, it's like the carnival, we got wide open threes.
Yeah, and I asked Fran a little bit about that on teleconference today, just about, you know, because he's a man-to-man coach, but you know, let's be honest, they have not guarded well in man
right.
at all. I mean, they've gotten torched probably even worse in man, and when you can't play man and you can't play zone, I don't know what's left.
I think you go full court press and you just see if you can run and gun, and, you know, Loyola Marymount, Grinnell, I don't know, you do something completely yeah. crazy.
Yeah, I had thought about that, that maybe, you know, it was funny because the other, I think it was last week, I was just flipping around late at night and saw that the Paul Westhead, Hank Gathers 30 for 30 came on, and I just thought, you know, it'd be fun if they just did that.
Right.
You know, just do that and see if you can just outscore and outgun people and just go crazy and see if it works. And
well, what's the worst thing that happens if it doesn't?
Give up 120 points and lose.
Right. So, I mean, so what? I mean, it might be more fun. I mean, and maybe you just take the shackles off guys like Isaiah Moss and Daly and Ellingson and anyone else who's sitting out there who gets a wide open look, but then looks to pass first instead of going and being aggressive, either shooting or going to the basket, and maybe you just forego worrying about defense. Because you can't play it very well, and it sure as heck seems like every time they have it for stretches, that's the bad part. I think Iowa in the first 4 minutes might be not as good as anyone in the Big Ten. How's that in the first 4 minutes of every game this year?
It just showed, you know, they actually got opponents in the second half of games, which is kind of crazy to think about. But that's, again, when you're down halftime or 30 at right. halftime and you cut it a little bit, you're gonna play it a little closer. But
Dan McCartney theory.
Yeah, the damn moral victories, you know. Right. Hey, we closed, we fought, you know.
We won the fourth quarter, way to go.
We won the fourth quarter. Yeah. I think the best thing for this team, and it's painful to say, but it just to see the season end and then reboot, kind of just get away from each other for a little bit and come back and see if you can get it back to where it was. You know, I was thinking about this the last 24 hours or so. What went wrong with this season? And it seems like, because everything going into the year was pretty positive. The coaches weren't really blowing a lot of smoke. They were like, "Hey, I think we think we can be pretty good," and they were being honest about that. But when Williams left, and then Nicholas Baer broke his finger and missed, you know, the first 5-6 games, it just seemed to knock this team off kilter, and they never figured it out.
I totally agree with you on that. And it's interesting when you have a very, very fine line, which this team obviously does for success, that any little misstep, and then, you know, even Connor getting sick at the beginning of the year, Chad Lystikow wrote a really good article chronicling his situation. Thankfully he's getting better. I mean, it sounded pretty horrible over New Year's when he's puking blood and he can't swallow and he can't take his food and medicine and all that sort of stuff. I mean, you know, forget about basketball and baseball for a while. Let's just worry about the kid, right? You know, and so it will be better to know that you're going to have him next year and you're going to have some of those things. And I agree with you. And I almost wonder if the PTO and the manner that those games are played, which is sort of like the NBA All-Star game, it seems, at least by the scores, if that doesn't hurt them in some fashion when it gets to the real season. What do you think about that?
I don't know if it's that. I think a role in not getting this team back on track, and that's the leadership aspect of things. I think that was missing.
That's an interesting point, Tom, on the leadership aspect.
It's been pretty, lucky, fortunate, in that.
Tom, I tell you, we're kind of going in and out. We're going to let you go. We appreciate your contribution this week, and we'll be back in touch next week here on the Hawkeye Huddle. Thanks again, Tom. That's Tom Kaker at Hawkeye Report. Sorry, we had a little phone issue there. I think he was moving about his house a little bit.
Yep.
Might have a dead spot there, but that's
okay. It happens.
That's right, to all of us. But yes. I think he's on to something there on the leadership, and we come back after our break, Trent. I think you, me, and Brett should delve into that a little bit, as well as some Hawkeye baseball. Great start to the season for Heller's crew, and good news out of the women's basketball team and a surprise scholarship today. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hawkeye Huddle.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, "Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill." Then to play us, say, "Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check AFSP.org/Iowa For more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and Out of Darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Iowa Chapter. Online, afsp.org/Iowa.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Tonight's forecast is going to be much colder, windy out there, but it will be dry with partly cloudy skies, a low near 10 degrees, wind chill values near zero. Then partly sunny, chilly, and dry on Wednesday with a high of 28. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Sponsored by KFC. If you like sharing and eating fried chicken, then KFC's $10 chicken share is perfect for you. Grab a friend and get to what you like doing. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050. Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
If the unfortunate prospect of divorce should become a reality in your life, consider a collaborative divorce. As opposed to a traditional divorce, this is a lower-cost alternative based upon the principles of mutual respect, cooperation, transparency, and dignity. Most importantly, both spouses make a commitment to staying out of the courtroom. It is typically a win-win for both spouses and the kids. Please contact attorney David Kozlowski for more information. He can tell you if the collaborative divorce is right for you. David has 24 years of experience and practices exclusively in family law. He's located at 3737 Woodland Avenue in West Des Moines, just north of Valley High School. Give him a call, 515-226-0150, and arrange a free initial consultation. Again, that's attorney David Kozlowski, 515-226-0150.
Welcome back. Dave Creighton Jr. here. Holding down the fort. Mr. Ridge will be joining us here momentarily from his automobile. Once again, thank our sponsors, Kozlowski Law, Christopher's Fine Dining in Beaverdale, and Templeton Rye. So, Mr. Ridge, did you get the ice off the vehicle?
I did. It was a lot of work, though. I mean, it was. I made sure the shuttle driver waited to see if I could get in, because the car didn't want to open. But I'm in, and I will actually probably get to the studio just about the time the show is over.
Well, why don't you just forget coming to the studio? Just head home. I mean, what's the big deal?
I don't know. I might. Well, I may do that now. Yeah, I had this idea that I'd make it by the middle of the show, but
yeah,
Hey, I'm excited to talk about Hellerball, though.
Yes,
I mean,
let's talk about the baseball team.
At 3-0, this is the first time that they've gone 3-0 to start the year. Let's face it,
they went 3-0.
Well, it's the first time he's done it, but
I was kidding.
I think it's important to realize that, as we've said, early in the year, he plays a lot of guys. He does a lot of shuffling of his lineup. And so when you look at the baseball schedule and you wonder how they lost to somebody in the middle of the year like Sam Houston or something like that, it's a lot of times it's got to do with what he's doing early season. But if they're winning early season, that says a lot of good things about the talent level on this team. They won 3 in Florida, and now they go. I think they've got. Where did they go this week? Virginia Tech. That's right. And I think it's the Sugar Bowl Classic. Believe it or not, that's right.
Is that what it's called?
It is. Yes.
Do we play Rice? Tulane?
New Orleans. The Privateers.
The Privateers of New Orleans.
Yes.
Where Tim Floyd used to be the head basketball coach.
Hey, Ridge, did you see the Hawkeyes' RPI is 7th right now in baseball?
Yes!
Maybe a little too early to be looking at that, but it's been a long, long winter.
Wow, it's been a long winter, so let's just go with that. That must mean that, you don't even know how good some of these teams are that they're playing in some of these tournaments early in the year, so that must mean those teams are well thought of as well, so that's good. And it's exciting, and I'll tell you what, they come back. I think they've got a game. I think they're going to try to play a game next Tuesday in Iowa City against Cornell College from, obviously, there in Mount Vernon. Yeah, and that one might be one that you'll be surprised and see that's a lot closer, because they're placing young guys. It also might be colder than anything. It might be snowing or icy like this. You never know. But I believe that's on the schedule. I could be that wrong, but I think that's right.
Yeah, I think they did this last year, and they got a huge break with the weather. It was like 75 or something that day that they had that early March game or late February game at home. And did they play Grandview?
Something like that. Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Maybe something like that last year. But, a great start. In fact, Trent and I were talking. We need to get Coach Heller on the huddle here over the course of the next few weeks since we're not going to have a lot of basketball to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we might as well, as we wind things down here, which is amazing, isn't it, to think that we're almost done for the year again. But as we wind things down here, we might as well talk about something positive between him and the women's basketball team right now. I think that's where we, you got to hang your hat on some fun things to watch coming up. The one thing that stinks about our show being done in March is that we really don't get to talk much baseball when they get rolling in earnest in the Big Ten. But honestly, there's just not enough football and basketball talk for us to keep it going. But
I'm sure Trent
let's get him on.
Happy to have us every
if you guys
Tuesday,
want to,
Tuesday
absolutely.
At 5 o'clock.
Help me out.
Well, we did do a couple of times. We figured out how difficult it is to try to do a show for 3 hours, Trent. We're really good at 1 hour.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually,
we did a couple,
our 3 hour shows were fine. I mean, we WNL'd the Cubs all the way through May. Whatever.
Sounds like a chip off the old block.
Oh,
over there.
Boy. No question. No question. Whereas hot stove baseball, R-U-N. So did you see Lisa Bluter gives a walk-on girl the scholarship that was posted on social media today where they were around midcourt and she gave this walk-on girl, I'm sorry, I don't know her name, full ride scholarship today, and the team went crazy. She's obviously extremely well-liked on the team as a true walk-on, made it big part of the team, and Lisa Bluter awarded her a scholarship here for this basketball season. So I don't know how that works. Do you get your money back?
Exactly. I don't know. Do you pay? Do you get? I don't know how that works exactly. But I did not see. I did not see that. So I'm not exactly sure who it was. I have been traveling today, obviously. So maybe Trent's got it there on the computer somewhere.
Yeah, that's all right.
This team, I think they won, 88-61 this weekend against Wisconsin. No problem there. They've climbed now to fifth place in the Big Ten. They're just a game behind the third and fourth place team, and two games behind the first place team and second place team. But with that said, they've got Rutgers this week and Indiana. These are two teams nipping at their heels. I believe, unless I'm looking at this wrong, they could finish as low as eighth or ninth in the conference and finish as high as first. So if things worked out one way or the other, that's how tight the Big Ten is and how good the Big Ten is in women's basketball this year. But nonetheless, it's been a great story. I didn't get to check their RPI this week, but this team's going to the tournament. They'll win one of these two, I think, this week, and they'll get something in the Big Ten tournament. They're going back to the NCAA, and it's well-deserved. And they've even got the campaign going now to try to get Megan Gustafson that All-American designation.
19th in the RPI.
19th in the RPI. That's probably a 5 or 6 seed in the NCAA tournament, give or take.
Well, it's Iowa. They'll end up in the 8-9
game again. And then
have fun with UConn.
Or Notre Dame or one of those teams. But nevertheless, Lisa Bluter and her staff has done had a great season. And Maggie Gustafson, wow, what a season she has had. Literally one for the ages there as it relates to that. So we'll be sure to call Coach Lisa Bluter and get her on the huddle before we get in the NCAA season, tournament season as that comes around. The wrestling team had a nice walkthrough over in Ames. And the Iowa State coach decides to get pissy because of the 97-pounder that weighed in forfeits. Apparently, they put him in there, and it was sort of like, okay, if we have to have you wrestle, you're going to go out there and wrestle. But if we don't, you're not. And we failed to tell the Iowa State coach, and he called us a, what's Tom Hanks say in that movie? A bleeping pile of pig.
yeah, exactly. It said the one thing you can't say to an umpire, right?
Right, something along those lines.
Well, Cash Wilkie has been battling injuries at 197. They didn't feel like they wanted him to go. They know they're going to need him for the Big Tens and for the national tournament. So they stuck another kid in there who's also hurt. But who, I guess you put it this way, he's expendable, right? So if he gets hurt for the rest of the year, no problem, just in case they need him. But Iowa State, if you want to get pissy about that, you got to figure out something else, because Iowa State had one takedown in the entire meet.
That's because the Iowa guy tripped on his shoelace.
Yeah, think about that. I mean, it's nothing to be proud of, Russ, I guess I hadn't realized. I mean, I know that it's the series has changed over the last few years to where it just isn't nearly as exciting. Obviously, Iowa State just hasn't been as good. But it's like all time now, it's like 48-16, right? So, or at least it's like 48-16 in the last whatever that is, 60-some-odd meet.
64.
So, 60, yes. So the idea there, we look at Iowa State as being a classic matchup, but it's been a long time since it has, and it was really illustrated the other day when I believe that's the worst pounding Iowa has put on anybody. And didn't Spencer Lee pin his guy in the first minute again?
41 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, the Iowa State coach claimed that they found this kid at the Come and Go selling Twinkies and decided to throw a singlet on him, but nevertheless, 41 seconds. Spencer Lee is already established himself as a hugely dominant force, both not just in the Iowa program, but nationally. And he has to be first or second seed going into the national tournament, I would suspect, and particularly if he can win the Big Tens. And everything would indicate that he's well on his way to doing that. The interesting thing that I noticed is that Sorensen seems to have lost a little juice over the last few matches. Not as aggressive as he was, not scoring the kind of points as he was. And I'm sure Tom Brands is going to be on him to pick up that intensity and pick up that activity going into the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, really, neither he nor Kemmerer have been all that impressive in the last couple of weeks in terms of...
Remember Prentice guy the other day? No.
But Now, but I think we've seen out of them what they can do. And, yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I think that the Brands has got to, I'm sure, how can we even say anything? He knows what buttons he's going to push.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys have the capability, but, you know, they're literally still talking about trying to, you know, to score enough points to win the national championship. And that's a far-fetched thing with Ohio State and Penn State, but those guys have got to win national championships. You need three national champions to at least compete in this, and then you need a couple of other guys to get some serious points that you're not counting on. Marinelli's got to show up big.
Marinelli's the guy who had the pin the other day, or tech fall or whatever. But no, you're right. You got what you have to have is you have to have at least three people wrestling on Saturday night. Hopefully, two or three of them win, and you got to have about four other all Americans. So you end up with seven all Americans. And that gets you in the place where you can have the appropriate number of matches to get the appropriate number of points. Because you know Ohio State's going to win one at heavyweight, and you're pretty darn sure that Penn State's going to win one at like 84 or 77. I don't remember what weight that guy is, but he's awesome. He hasn't lost in like two or three.
It's the guy that Marinelli beat. A couple weeks ago.
No, they got a guy heavier weight than that that hasn't lost in many years. I think it's 97. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I bet it's 197.
All right, we got 2 minutes. Yeah. We got 2 minutes to go here. It's time for our Templeton Right last call. The Templeton Distillery is almost open for business. The bottling is ready, and we are going to have to take a tour of a road trip to the new facility down in Templeton. Biggest building, by the way, in Carroll County.
I spotted some TR barrels in the on the patio of the barbecue joint next to in between the Link and Harrah's, I think it is. Yeah. It's some TR barrels. They're being used as tables, you know, but nonetheless,
that's
right there in Vegas.
That's awesome. So what do you got this week? We got Minnesota on Wednesday and Northwestern on Sunday.
I have no reason to believe that anything will change with this team, with the men's team as it is. There hasn't been a change, which is exactly why they'll prove me wrong and they'll win either one or two of these games. I actually think they got a better chance, of beating Minnesota because, like you say, little Ricky's in trouble. So I'm going to give them the road victory in Minneapolis tomorrow night, and with a little bit of revenge for last year, and I think they lose at home on Senior Day, some sort of a heartbreaker, and they go in with four wins, and I believe probably then are the 12 or 13, or they'd be the 13th or 12th seed instead of 14th in the Big Ten tournament.
All right, I got them winning both games. 20 seconds. I got them winning both games. Buzzer beater somehow at Minnesota. We've had a proclivity to do that up there at the barn.
No Charles Bugs.
And that's right. And and this year we take Northwestern down at home, and the Hawks end the season with five wins, and we're the 11th seed, and we get like Rutgers or something in the first game.
We get Rutgers.
All right, we are out. Thank you to everyone.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Christopher's has been a Des Moines tradition for over 50 years. The Judith Sessig family became owners of a quaint restaurant in the Beaverdale area. Under their steady watch, Christopher's has become one of Des Moines' favorite locations. Known for its excellent Italian cuisine, friendly staff, and atmosphere fitting on any occasion, a can't-miss choice for your next evening out. For a table of two or a banquet of 100, no event is too small or too big. Christopher's in Beaverdale.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1131. 1-800-333. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, co-workers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Showplace Kitchens is changing our name to Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. What hasn't changed is the commitment of our professional design staff to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
To grow my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Now an HP laptop with an Intel Core i3 processor is just $389.99. That's $140 off.
Another smart move? Get there early. You don't want to miss out.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. While supplies last. Valid on SKU 272-1077. Ends 2/24/18.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at Menards.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school sports. Trek Cotton here. Join me Tuesdays with Tip-Off Tuesdays and Fridays on Fast Break Fridays here on 1700 KBGG. Play-by-play action with girls, boys, doubleheaders, and high school wrestling taking the airwaves during these cold winter months. It all culminates with the state wrestling tournament from Wells Fargo Arena, along with the girls and boys state basketball tournaments. Your home for high school sports in Central Iowa. 1700 KBGG.
Are you ready to finally meet your match? I'm not talking about a significant other. I'm talking about finding the right cat or cats for you. Take the Meet Your Cat Match survey on our website, and within 48 hours, we will send you suggestions of cats that would be a good fit based on the criteria you submitted. The survey can be found at arl-iowa.org.